I'm Roger Ashby, Roger Rick in Maryland. Coming up, Rick Hodge has got his thoughts on the firing of Leaf coach Pat Quinn. Our listener joke of the day, trivia, a new sex survey. Hey, Canada got a bronze. Entertainment news with Marilyn and Meg. We've got a birthday card for the Queen's 80th. Hodgie's got some comedy with Stephen Wright. And the things people do while driving. And big news in the world of sport yesterday, Hodgie. Pat Quinn is gone.
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, what's your take on it?
Well, so Quinn was fired yesterday. His likely successor is going to be Paul Maurice, who's the coach of the Maple Leafs Toronto Marley Farm team. Quinn was here 7 years, 300 wins. And I really think the writing was on the wall the moment John Ferguson was hired as the general manager of the Maple Leafs 3 years ago. The breaker came back in March when the Leafs lost those back-to-back games to the Canadiens in Montreal. And now, Leaf president Richard Petty said yesterday, it's Ferguson's show. Now, here's where I have the problem with that. To fire Quinn, Ferguson had to get approval from the board of directors, and he needs the okay to hire a new coach. So whose show is it?
Yeah.
If you've got to get approval, if you're the hockey boss, if you're the brains behind the hockey operation, I can understand if you want to go out and sign a player to a $7 million a year contract for 5 years, yeah, that should go through the board of directors. When you're hiring a coach and you're the general manager, that should be your decision. You shouldn't have to put that through the board of directors. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the problems that we've had with the Maple Leafs. With this ownership group, you've got Larry Tannenbaum in there, and you've got a few other investors, but mainly you've got the Ontario Teachers Pension Fund. Mm-hmm. Okay, now they're in this because it's a good investment. They're not in this to win a Stanley Cup, although that would increase profits. But they're in it as a good investment. One of the best ownership situations I ever saw was the Blue Jays when they were owned by Labatt's. Okay, Labatt's told the people running the team, Pat Gillick and Paul Beeston, they said, you don't have to make us a lot of money. Don't lose money. We're in the beer business. That's what we want to do. We're going to use the Blue Jays to help us sell beer. You guys just go tell us what you need. We'll take care of it, and we'll stay totally out of the baseball operations. Mike Ilitch, who owns the Detroit Red Wings, right? He's in the pizza business. He uses his Detroit Red Wings to sell pizzas, and he stays out of the day-to-day running of the team. You don't have to blow a lot of things by you, except those big contracts, of course. And those kind of teams, those kind of situations seem to work best. When you've got people sticking their finger in every day, and some of the people on the board of directors do that, they interfere, they get involved when they shouldn't because they don't have the background to do it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to create a situation like you've got. And you've got two camps. There was a camp on the board of directors that wanted to keep Quinn. And there was another camp that wanted to get rid of Quinn. And so you've got Quinn and Ferguson now. And what a weird situation. You've got the former general manager, the former boss, has a new boss. He drops the coach. They get a new boss. And now they're jockeying for position.
Yeah.
They're jockeying to see, you know, who can get on there. They can get on their side from the board of directors. This isn't going to work.
So was the wrong guy fired?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. John Ferguson has 1 year and a lot of cap room next year. He's going to have a lot of cap room to bring in some new players. He's got 1 year to turn this thing around. And if he doesn't, he'll be gone. And what they've got to do is what they did with the Toronto Raptors, okay? They went out, they found Brian Colangelo, who was a long-time, highly respected general manager, knows how to put a winning team together. He did that in Phoenix with Steve Nash and the Phoenix Suns, and they've said, it's your baby. And that was one of the provisos when he came in here. We're going to let you run this team. You know, we're not going to interfere with you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Right now, as bad as the Raptors were this year, and the Leafs only missed the playoffs by a couple of points, the Raptors, right now, I think have a better future than the Maple Leafs do.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they did is they went out and got the right guy for the job. Why they can do it on the basketball side, not the hockey side, I'm not sure.
But it's the old story with the Leafs. They fill the place every time there's a hockey game. They're making money, so life is good.
And that's the huge problem with this, is that they're continuing. Now, they're going to lose maybe, if they had gotten knocked out of the first round of the playoffs, they might lose $4 million from playoff income, and there might have been a little bit of television revenue from that, too. But I've lost my train of thought here.
Well, they got no playoff money at all.
No, I don't know what you're talking about? No, I know what it was. What it is 2 years ago, before they brought in the cap, the salary cap,
yeah,
right? They were spending like well over $50 million a year. Now they're spending $30 million and change. So in a year, they've made $20 million because they're going to sell out, right? None of those seats are going to go empty.
So we as fans should not go as often.
Well, yeah, but
Don't go. Yeah, don't buy tickets.
That argument, I've heard that argument back in the Harold Ballard days. Mm-hmm. You had that argument. The problem is, every time you don't buy a seat, a corporation's going to buy a seat. Yeah. A scalper's going to sell that seat. Yeah. That building will always be full forever and ever and ever.
It sounds like, from what you're saying, that if you want a successful hockey team, you should be owned by a food company.
Yeah, you know what? Pretty much. Not all food companies, though. But what you need is hands-off ownership.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you've got to have. Hands-off ownership. And let the people who know what they're doing, hockey people, basketball people, baseball people, let them run things because they know exactly what they're doing and you don't.
And the Chum FM listener joke of the day. For our winner, a Second City prize pack, which consists of tickets to Second City, the main stage, and a double pass to see Rings, a Fellowship of Fools. A night of good laughs at Second City, 51 Mercer Street, and Cora Wilson wins today.
Cora.
A woman of a certain age visited her physician to ask his help in reviving her husband's sex drive. What about trying Viagra, asked the doctor. That's the easy way out now. Doctors just give you a prescription for Viagra.
Blue pill.
Not a chance, she says. He won't even take an aspirin. Not a problem, says the doctor. Drop it into his coffee. He won't even taste it. Give it a try and call me in a week and let me know how things go. So a week later, she rings up the doctor who asks her about her husband's progress. And, it's terrible, doctor, just terrible. Really, he says. What happened? Well, I did as you advised. I slipped Viagra into his coffee and the effect was immediate. He jumped up. And with one swoop of his arm, he sent the cups and tablecloth flying, ripped my clothing off, and made love to me right there on top of the table.
Whoa.
Postman always rings twice, comes to mind. It was horrible, she said. Doctor says, well, why was it horrible? Do you mean that the lovemaking wasn't any good? No, doctor, that was fine. It was the best sex I've had in 25 years, but I'll never be able to show my face in Tim Hortons again.
Hey, those are small tables.
Roll up the rim.
They're all up the rim, yeah. Send us your joke, ChumFM at ChumFM.com. It's trivia time now on Chum FM. We've got dinner for two at any Kelsey's restaurant if you can answer one of our questions this morning. And now, a man who tells great stories, but juries do not always believe them.
No, they don't.
Rick Hodge.
Hodge!
There's a difference between bending and breaking the truth. Remember that, kids.
Did you hear Bob Summers? He just did Brantford traffic.
Really?
Yeah, oh, the 403 is closed between King George and Wayne Gretzky. Between King George and Wayne Gretzky.
Does Janet know about that?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Wayne Gretzky Parkway. I know where that is.
Have you ever just taken...
I'm from Brantford. I can't believe he just did Brantford traffic.
But have you ever taken, like, when you're driving in the car and see how far Chum FM will reach when you're in the car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, a heck of a long way.
It's a long, long way.
You know, much farther than Brantford.
I remember calling Lee Eckley. I was 45 minutes out of Pittsburgh.
Really?
And I said, I can still hear you. And it was clear as a bell.
Wow.
Well, it was amazing.
I know why you were listening. I've heard Pittsburgh radio.
By the way, Brantford is thinking about naming something after you, Roger.
Are they?
Oh,
what,
really?
What?
Yeah. Ashby Alley.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Hey, there's an Ashby Place off King Street, downtown Toronto.
You ever go by, you see something with your name on it, and you want to steal the road sign?
Yes.
I never see anything with my name on it.
Have you ever stole the road sign?
No.
What did you see?
It's one of the reasons I was in court.
When
I was betting the truth.
Question number one.
Uh-huh.
Queen Elizabeth celebrates her 80th birthday today, and she is the fourth longest-serving British monarch after Queen Victoria, King James of the Sixth, of Scotland, and whom?
George III.
George III, yeah.
Yes, who was the king during the American Revolution.
Was he really?
Yes, he was. And that movie, by the way, if you ever happen to see it, The Madness of King George, is very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Not only do you know...
TV special, Roger, on TMN this weekend.
Oh, right.
That's Helen Mirren plays... it's a miniseries. It's two-parter, one on Saturday night and one on Monday night. It's two-parter with Helen Mirren as Elizabeth I to coincide with his birthday.
Yeah.
Getting great reviews, too.
Way to go, Haji. Not only do you know your kings, you know your queens.
I've met a few in my time, yes.
Question number two. Yasmin Bleeth, Andy Kim, Sammy Hagar, Paul Anka, and Masari all have what heritage in common? Each of them. Yasmin Bleeth, Andy Kim, Sammy Hagar, Paul Anka, and Masari.
Lebanese.
You're right. Very good. Question number three.
In French, that would be Lebanon.
Yeah.
What is the largest winery in the United States of America? The largest
Ernest one. And Julio Gallo.
That's it. Yeah. Ernest and Julio Gallo. It's a three for day. It's a three for day. It's been so long since he's had all three right that he's just stymied now.
Yeah, I'm stymied.
So we'll be back in a moment, and Haji will have a trivia question for you.
After consulting with the history books we have here in the Chum FM library.
Yes.
Thanks, Tom.
Two books. No.
And one of them's in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was the Prime Minister of England when Queen Elizabeth II was
ascended to the throne?
Yeah. Oh, ascended.
1953.
I was going to say coronated.
All right. Who was Prime Minister of Britain at that time? Call us up. Got a winner on trivia. Stephen Williams of Toronto knew that Winston Churchill, Haji.
That's correct, yes. Who coined the phrase Iron Curtain, by the way.
That's right, he did, amongst other things. Winston Churchill was the Prime Minister when the Queen ascended to the throne in 1953. Congratulations, Canada.
Yeah?
A new worldwide study of sexual attitudes and behaviors has just been completed by the University of Chicago. And researchers interviewed 27,500 adults in 29 different countries. That's quite an extensive survey. Mm-hmm. In the category of sexual satisfaction, Canadians finished in third place, behind only the citizens of Austria and Spain.
Wow.
And all of this on the Queen's birthday.
We got a bronze medal. We're happy with that.
Hey,
we're used to that.
We would have been number one if sex in Canada wasn't interrupted so often for things like Coach's Corner and, you know, silly little things like that on television.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a busy show, especially today.
We interrupt what you're doing now to bring you Chum FM entertainment headlines.
Wouldn't it be funny to see Mick Jagger on a television sitcom? He's negotiating with ABC to be in a sitcom. And don't have a title for it, but it's about a bunch of ragtag thieves, as they say. Mm-hmm. A janitor hatches a plan to rob Mick Jagger. So it'll be a series of, you know, it'll be about 18 episodes, and he probably will show up in half of them.
Well, that's good.
If it goes through. Yeah. George Michael in the news. He's been in the news lately for everything except his music, but a little bit of a change. He's planning to launch his first tour in 15 years. He'll kick it off in Madrid September 27th. The tour is expected to visit us sometime in 2007. What he's going to do is celebrate his 25-year music career. He'll feature songs from all of his albums as well as his work with Wham. And, of course, we know he's really good in concert, so we look forward to that. What's new in theaters today? American Dreams, this comedy, the president becomes a guest judge on a show very similar to American Idol.
Fantastic, funny movie. I highly recommend it. We're actually chatting with Mandy Moore later this morning, and she herself is obsessed with American Idol. So we'll be having the full interview with Darren B. Lamb Entertainment this afternoon around 4:40.
Good stuff. Okay. Man, okay. You're so cute. The Sentinel, that is a movie that was shot right here in Toronto last summer, featuring Michael Douglas, Kiefer Sutherland, Eva Longoria, and Kim Basinger. And it's a thriller about a Secret Service agent accused of plotting to assassinate the President of the United States.
Good lineup of people. Kiefer Sutherland was on Leno the other night talking about it, too.
Yeah, and while shooting it, Kim Basinger confessed to Kiefer that she was a huge fan of 24. And he said, really? Well, maybe you should come on and be a part of 24, and it looks like he's going to hold her to it. So stand by for that.
Right.
Yes.
He said that working with Michael Douglas was a real thrill.
I bet you it was. Well, he's, you know, he is a class act, that's for sure.
Last night on Survivor, the medical emergency occurred.
Oh, what was that?
Well, it was Bruce. Bruce, I'm not going to go into detail, but he was having some issues.
Some abdominal blockage?
Some blockage.
Yes. He was all bunged up.
Well, thanks, Raj. Yes. And they had to airlift him out of there. He will potentially be coming back to the game, but as a jury member.
Okay.
So as a result, nobody else was kicked off. But next week, Shane officially goes crazy. He finds a piece of wood, pretends it's a blackberry, and starts sending messages from the island. Yes.
I've done that too. You know, I miss it so much. You misplace it and then you go crazy.
This weekend, Natalie Portman, it's a repeat on SNL, and Mad TV takes on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh!
So they do a great Curb Your Enthusiasm sketch.
Funny.
And Mary, you mentioned Elizabeth the First Part 1 is on TMN this weekend, so Saturday night, Monday night is Part 2.
All right.
That's going to be
great. Whitney Houston going back into rehab, huh?
Yeah.
Tucson, Arizona, to try and kick her drug addiction. Going to take another crack at it, as it were. Whenever. It's Queen Elizabeth's 80th birthday, as we mentioned, and we found this card. We thought we'd sign all our names to it if you guys want to do that, and then we'll ship it off.
I didn't know what card to get. I was going to get one that didn't have anything in it and then have you fill it in.
Well, it's okay.
You can do that?
Sure.
I hope you like
it. How about this? You like this?
Okay.
Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth. You turn 80 today. There are just a few things that we'd all like to say. The reputation you have is the best in the land because you've put up with your kids and you've stayed with one man. The things that you do, you always get right, so hurry up, please, and make me a knight. You're wise and you're classy, and this is no bluff. Once a queen, always a queen, but once a knight is enough.
Classy, Roger.
No, it's pretty classy.
Then how do you sign it?
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I think she'll get that.
How are you going to sign that?
Gerard. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, maybe it's because she's the queen. Admiral. I haven't decided yet. And here he is, the host of the Sunday Funnies, Rick Hodge.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up this weekend on the Funnies, we have Janine Garofalo.
Right.
Adam Sandler, Norm MacDonald, Harlan Williams, and Stephen Wright.
Great.
Who is coming to town for two shows at the Elgin Theater on May 18th and 19th. Tickets are on sale right now at the Elgin Winter Garden box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. And we will have two pair of tickets to give away.
Sunday night.
To see him this Sunday night so you can see Stephen Wright.
When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading and it said, day one, still tired from the move. Day two, everybody talks to me like I'm an idiot. I remember turning from 1 year old to 2 years old, I was real upset because I figured in 1 year my age doubled. If this keeps up, by the time I'm six, I'll be 90. It was my birthday recently. My birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. Put them in the same room, let them fight it out. Then I filled my humidifier with wax. Now my room's all shiny. Yeah. Right now I'm having amnesia and deja vu at the same time.
Oh, well worth seeing.
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright, Sunday Funny, Sunday night at 11 on Chum FM. Queen's birthday today. She is 80 years old, and Alma Dingwall of Bedford, Nova Scotia, was at Buckingham Palace the other day, along with 98 other people who were born on the same day as Queen Elizabeth.
Nice.
April 21st, 1926. And Alma says she had lunch with the Queen. The whole experience was lovely, and Prince Philip hit on her four times. So
some things never change.
You know, what more could you want if your name's Alma and you're that age? And
well, he probably thought it was Elizabeth, but he can't, you know, really. The vision.
A guy named Phil Johnstone really related to something that we said the other day about bad driving habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent us this email. And I'll read it to you. This is from Phil.
Okay.
Last week on my way to work, I looked over to my left and there was a woman in a brand new SUV doing 100 kilometers an hour with her face up next to her rear view mirror putting on her eyeliner.
Oh, eyeliner? Wow.
Booting it down the highway.
That's amazing.
I looked away for a couple of seconds and when I looked back, she was halfway over in my lane, still working on that makeup. Now, as a man, I don't scare easily, but she scared me so much that I dropped my electric shaver. And that knocked the donut out of my other hand. And in all the confusion of trying to straighten out the car using my knees against the steering wheel, my cell phone got knocked away from my ear and fell into the coffee between my legs, splashing up and burning me in a very sensitive area. I ruined my phone, soaked my pants, disconnected an important call. Sheesh. Women drivers. Huh? Tell you. Thanks, Phil. Remember yesterday we were talking about proverbs and proverbs from a children's perspective?
Yeah.
Finish this one. This comes from Wendy Adams. You heard a child do this.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start it off. Better late than...
Never.
No.
Oh.
No, according to the child, better late than pregnant.
A child?
I better understand the child's pregnant. Version.
Comes from a child.
The children's version is much better.
A couple of weeks ago, Marilyn, you were apoplectic over there because they had taken your favorite shampoo off the shelves.
I was threatening, actually. I went to go pick up my favorite shampoo, which is Physique, and the shelves were empty. I went from drugstore to drugstore, and so I just said this on the air, I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to put that stuff back on the shelf or there's going to be to pay.
Well, we have heard from Melissa Karras, who is in public relations for Procter & Gamble, and she's on the line. Good morning, Melissa. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Now, last week we were talking about shampoos, as you know, as I'm wont to do from time to time.
And I lodged a complaint.
But because we make lifetime commitments to shampoos, and then they take them off the shelves.
I know. Yeah. It's hard when something that you love, it goes away. But we heard your request, and as soon as I heard that, I called down to Cincinnati, and I spoke to some of our researchers down there, and I said, you know, Marilyn Dennis loves this Physique shampoo. What can we recommend to her that would be, you know, as good or better? And we make a ton of different shampoo products, and one of the ones that they recommended for the particular look that you were looking for, Marilyn, was Pantene. And that's because you were using the curls and the volumizing line from Physique, and we have a Pantene Hydrating Curls and also a Pantene Full and Thick, which would hopefully give you the same results or even better.
So why do they remove them from the shelves, and if people like them, are they not selling well generally?
That's a problem. I didn't get a letter.
Nobody notified her.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry we couldn't talk to you personally about that. But, you know, we have a lot of different hair care brands, and we've decided to focus on some of our core brands in North America.
You know, women and their shampoo, very good, close relationship. And when that changes, that's like, ugh, you know, because it's a long road to find something that you really like. What you're saying is everybody has a shelf life, and that makes Roger and I very worried.
Well, you know.
Oh, well, I hope not for you guys.
Okay.
None of this bothered me, to tell you the truth, because I just used the shampoo from whatever hotel I was at last.
Yeah, that's true. Those little samples. But you know what? The fact that you called your scientist and you found a formula, that's fantastic.
Got another question. What's with that wash, rinse, repeat thing on the? Is that just a scam to sell more shampoo?
Hey, if you feel like you need to repeat, please go ahead and do it. But, you know, just do what's right for you.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much. That's Melissa Karras, and she is Procter & Gamble's public relations person. And, boy, thanks for answering our call.
No problem.
All right.
Hey, the average human life expectancy rose again last year. Good news. Now it stands at 77.9 years. And at this rate, we figure that human beings may one day live long enough to see road construction completed on the Gardner Expressway.
That'll be an exciting day.
77.9. You can cut the ribbon. Gardner will be closed this weekend, starting at 2 o'clock tonight through until 5 o'clock Monday morning.
What are they doing?
Whatever they do. Painting the lines, filling in the potholes, you know, that kind of
thing. I was hoping you were going to say knocking it down.
Not yet. Well, have a good weekend all. Marilyn Dennis, Rick Hodge, Bob Summers, Jeff Howitt. Yes, you're at the Barry Home Show in Barrie, Ontario.
Barrie, our interior design show, Barrie Event Center, tomorrow at noon and again at 2:30 with Lynn and Ramson.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. I'm somewhere this weekend, too.
Where?
I am doing a fundraiser for the Heart and Stroke Foundation at the Drake Hotel on Sunday evening. It's Karaoke Idol. Okay? So I'm one of the judges.
Yay!
This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
It's at the Drake. Doors open at 6 o'clock. And we've got information on the website about that.
What kind of a judge are you?
Oh, I can be very
brutal.
Fair.
I don't know. Brutal.
Well, that'll be good.
I'm like the Paula without, you know, all the
drugs.
Substance abuse. Yeah. Yeah.
Without the baggage.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks to our producer, Tom Jokic, our creative director, Larry McGinnis. Have a great weekend.
Chum FM.